There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Senior NFL writer for The Athletic, Dan Pompey. Dan, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, good to be with you this afternoon, Sparky.
I'm glad to hear you're okay, man. So you went through some stuff with that last hurricane, huh?
Yeah, we've got property in Florida and did get a little damage, but nowhere near as bad as a lot of people, so we feel pretty blessed. But we had some work to do and still have some more to do, but that's life.
I'm glad everybody is safe. All right, let's talk about the NFL. Specifically, we'll start with the NFC North. And the Green Bay Packers. Clearly, Jordan Love has thrown way too many interceptions this year, has some decision-making issues. This last game, a ton of penalties, a ton of drop balls for the Packers. I think the hope from Packer fans is the second half will look similar to the second half of last year when they got on that run. What's your view on the Packers as we sit here today on their bye week?
Well, I think they're a good team, and I think they're going to be in it till the end. I guess at this point, I'm going to be surprised if they're not a postseason team. And a postseason team, really, it's going to be a dangerous one. A lot of it, though, does depend on Love and, you know, whether he steps up from his performance in the first half. I think it's possible, maybe likely, that he will because, there has been, obviously, he's been banged up a little bit and the continuity has been, I think, a little bit of an issue. And if he could get healthy and stay healthy and get in sync with everything around him a little bit better, you know, maybe he could start performing more like he did a year ago and propel the team. I mean, they've got a lot of good things going for them besides him. You know, obviously, defensively, they've got young players coming through and stepping up. And, I'm pretty bullish on the Packers. I mean, unfortunately, they're in the division with the Lions that, you know, really look like they could steamroll everybody. But a lot of season left, a lot of things can happen, and I think it's going to be an interesting couple months here.
The Packers, if you look at their history, as you well know, really don't sign free agents. When Brian Gutekunst took over, he made a splash. He signed four free agents, right? So you had Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. And for the most part, I think those looked worked out okay, Preston Smith being the last one that just got traded here for a seventh-round pick because he requested the trade. But usually, you know, they don't do a lot in free agency. This offseason, they jumped back in, obviously, and got two guys in Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs who provided a lot, especially Xavier McKinney, a really good safety for the first time in, I don't know, at least a decade probably in Green Bay.
Well, yeah, he's been outstanding. They both really have been good for the Packers. I think they could probably get more out of Josh Jacobs moving forward, you know, utilizing him a little bit more, leaning on him more. But I think with McKinney, you know, I just filled out a ballot for, kind of predicting the awards for the season. And I got the Defensive Player of the Year, and I started looking around. I said, who's really stepped up? Who's made big plays? Who's been a factor in a lot of games? And I voted McKinney. I mean, he's
nice.
Really been a special player. And I think, you know, he's been better than he's ever been before. The defensive system obviously fits him, and he's in a point in his career where he's really excelled and accelerated his play. So, you know, I think that was a brilliant signing, and obviously they're using him in a good way.
Talking with Dan Pompey, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Pompey. You talked about the Detroit Lions. I think we all view them as the best team in the NFC for certain at this point. But just how good are they? Are they, like, that much better than everybody else, where if somebody beats them in the playoffs, it's going to be a huge upset? Or do you see maybe some weaknesses within this Lions team that can be had?
Well, you know, I think the loss of Aiden Hutchinson is huge. I mean, he is one of the best defensive players in football. I mean, he might have gotten that award if he had stayed healthy instead of McKinney, the way he was playing. And then, you know, to kind of exacerbate the loss of him, they really don't have a lot besides him that can get after the passer. Now, obviously, they traded for Zadarius the other day, which you mentioned, which will help. You know, he's a good player, but, you know, he's not Aiden Hutchinson.
No.
You know, hardly anybody is. So, you know, that could rear its head. I expect it to rear its head at some point where, you know, they lose a game because, you know, they couldn't get enough pressure on a good quarterback, and that good quarterback found some holes in the secondary or whatever, you know, found a way to win the game. So I think, you know, that's something that's going to be worth keeping an eye on, certainly. And then, you know, let's see if they've been pretty healthy. Let's see if they stay healthy the rest of the way.
You know, the other thing, another team to talk about, obviously, are the Bears. Now, clearly, it appears they're the worst of the four teams in the North. Dan Orlovsky has been absolutely on a mission to destroy their offensive coaching staff for how they're calling things for this Bears offense, which seems to be a time-honored tradition here in the last 3 or 4 years. Before, it was Getsy getting killed by Orlovsky and everybody. Now Shane Waldron, who they bring in from Seattle, the same. What has to happen for those guys to keep their jobs at this point? Because it feels like the second half of the schedule is brutal for them, really tough. And it feels like this whole coaching staff is destined to be fired at the end of the year. I'm assuming Ryan Poles will get another coach in Chicago during his GM tenure.
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to have to beat some of these teams in the NFC North, really, in order to kind of keep everything going the way they have it. And that's a tall order. You know, they're going to have to. They had a nice little stretch where they were playing well, and Caleb started to kind of look like he was coming into his own, and everything was working. But obviously, they've stumbled since then, and they had a terrible loss at Washington. I thought they might bounce back from that, but it looked like they're kind of off the tracks. And they've got, you know, they're fortunate. They've got another game this week they should win. They're favored in against the Patriots. And, you know, after that, it kind of gets real, though. So, you know, their future, I think, will be determined in those games against the NFC North.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Packers, Lions, Vikings, and down the stretch, I mean, those are going to be the games that define the season, and they could define the Matt Eberflus regime as well.
The San Francisco 49ers are a team, Dan Pompey, that everybody thought coming into the year was going to be the team to beat. They've been beset by injuries early on, whether it be wide receivers, whether it be McCaffrey. Now he returned to practice this week. And everybody's got their mid-season predictions of what everybody thinks is going to happen in the NFL in the second half of the year, and we're going to talk more about that at 4 o'clock on this show. But I saw one person predict that the Niners miss the playoffs in the NFC. Would you be willing to go that far with San Francisco?
I don't think so. I still think they're a pretty elite team. They have not played like it consistently, obviously. McCaffrey could make a huge difference, obviously, if he stays healthy. I mean, might be the best offensive player who's not a quarterback in football. So we'll see. We'll see how healthy he is, if he looks like the McCaffrey from last year and in the past. If he is, that can make a lot of people around him better. Obviously, they're going to miss Ayuk, which is a big deal, but they do have some other players back that they were missing. I think, the key for them, too, is going to be their defense, because that was kind of their calling card when they were winning a lot of games, especially last season, and hasn't been the same. So if they can't get that defense up to snuff, ultimately they're not going to be good enough, whether or not it's in a first-round playoff game or, in a game to get them in the playoffs or beyond that. So, whoever wins, whoever goes far is going to be playing good defense. And that's why everyone's looking at teams like the Lions and the Chiefs and, maybe even the Packers as real contenders.
Last question. How much are you buying into what the Commanders are doing at this point? I mean, they go all in. They trade for Lattimore. They give up 3 draft picks. There's no way the Packers or anybody else probably would have done that. And I give credit to Harris, the owner of the Commanders, who owns the 76ers, for saying, listen, this fan base is finally on board with us again. We've got positive momentum. Let's try to capitalize it on it and try and win this division with our rookie stud quarterback in Jaden Daniels. But with a rookie quarterback and you get to the playoffs, things change a little bit probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think I wouldn't be surprised if they fall off a little. But I think they're a good team, and I think he's an outstanding quarterback. And I expect him to be good all year long. I think they're going to be a contender all year long. The trade for Lattimore, it's not like they traded for a guy who probably won't have an impact on them in the future. He's 28 years old, and I think he can be a guy who sticks around there and becomes, another building block. He's a good young player. And, they've made so many moves on that team, and really so many of them have paid off. And obviously, the coaching of Dan Quinn and his staff, Kingsbury, I mean, they're doing a lot of things right. So even if some of the things start going wrong, maybe they can overcome them and still be a team that fights till the end.
He is Dan Pompey, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Pompey. I want to promote on the way out. I know we're in Packer country, and I know I'm about to promote something about the Bears that you wrote. And I feel okay doing it because it involves the passing of Walter Payton now already 25 years ago. That just means you and I are both very old. But the story about Walter Payton and Matt Sui and all of that I thought was very, very well done. My grandma, when she was alive, she was like Bears fan of the year twice in the city of Kenosha, which is right there on the border with Wisconsin and Illinois. So I grew up around a huge Bears fan. She had all the posters. She had all that stuff. She loved her some Walter Payton. And I just think that was an unbelievable story. And you get a chance to talk to Jarrett Payton, his son. And you can obviously talk more about that and promote that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was, I'll tell you what, that was a story that actually was years in the making. Obviously, I had been around that team in the 80s, and I had known about that, but I didn't think it was, ever really told to the depth that it needed to be told with. And you know, I kind of always considered it a little like Ryan's song, you know,
yeah.
the story of Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. And, you know, it really was an incredible relationship between two players, and there was a lot there. And Matsui was pretty hesitant to really get into too much depth about it, but I actually did a lot of the interviews a couple of years ago for it, and, you know, we sat down for hours in a restaurant, and he told me a lot of things that I think really hadn't been told before. And, you know, there was some of that was known. Obviously, there were some stories about it, but I think really there's probably a lot more there that I didn't uncover, too. But it really a special relationship, and I think a relationship that kind of reflects on the goodness of humanity and the value of sports.
The one thing that will always stick in my craw as a Packers fan, as somebody that hates all Chicago sports teams, especially the trader managing the Cubs right now, with all that being said, the fact that Walter Payton never scored a touchdown in that 85 Super Bowl still bothers me. That still just drives me nuts.
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that obviously Mike Ditka, who could have changed it, regretted immediately, and it was one of those things that he probably didn't pay enough attention to in the game. And it bothered Walter for a long time. But, you know, one of the things in my story I wrote about, Sui scored a touchdown
yep.
in the Super Bowl, and Walter didn't. And Sui later teased him about it.
Oh,
and,
God.
Because they always tease each other about everything. And Walter's response was to hold up his three fingers and, you know, his index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and tell him, Matt, read between the lines.
That's a good one. I could use that for my producer, Charlie, when he makes me mad during this show. I like it. I'm going to use that going forward. Dan Pompey, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Pompey. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dan. We'll talk to you down the line.
Appreciate it. Take care.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.